So I grew up in a Christian family. My parents were missionaries in Bolivia, South America, where I was born. So I was used to going to church, I was used to reading the Bible, and I was used to praying. When I was five, my dad asked me to say a prayer, which went along the lines of, "Dear Lord Jesus, please forgive me from my sins and come and live in my heart." But it didn't really mean anything. I was only five. I wasn't particularly naughty. And how could God live inside me? But I said it because I wanted to please my dad. But when I was 11, I started to have nagging doubts about being a Christian or a follower of Jesus. And I had what I can only describe as a vivid thought. I now know it's the Holy Spirit, but at the time I didn't. And it was this. I needed to pray that prayer I prayed as a five-year-old, but this time I needed to mean it. So I did. Many years later, I heard the saying, "Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a hamburger. Other burger places are available." And that was what the issue was before I was 11. I was going through the motions of being a Christian. That is, you know, reading the Bible, going to church, praying. But none of it really meant anything. It didn't change me. So when I was 11, I acknowledged and believed that Jesus died on that cross for me. He took away all my wrongdoings and he rose again for me, and that he now offers a new life to me. So I still go to church or Christian conferences like yesterday. I go to home groups. I read my Bible and I pray, but I try to implement what God has been saying to me. It might be, well, I never knew that before, some sort of teaching like that. Or it might be that God is saying, "Karen, I need you to do this. I need you to change this." And in this way, he gives me a greater understanding of his word and his story. And he has been molding me and shaping me into becoming the person he wants me to be. So I've got a long way to go, but I know that he will help, guide, motivate, challenge, and strengthen me in this journey. And he will never leave me.